exercise change?
You've talked a lot about, you know, you've got to want to do it. And there's a huge difference actually between want and need. And often the people you would see, they're at that point where they need to do it. They've been told, look, you know, you're not going to be able to get this operation or this hip replacement, knee replacement if you don't lose some weight, so you need to do this. Have you got any ideas on how we can develop that want? You know, how can we develop that want so we do get to that point where we really want to do it?
I think it depends on the person themselves, because I have experienced people that are never going to get there. They're just, and it was a particular patient of mine who was trying to lose weight for her knee surgery, and she came to the pool. She really enjoyed the exercise part, the pool, but she loved food too much.
Okay.
She didn't want to stop eating the favourite food. There was a need for her to do it, but she didn't want to. And the whole year that I've been there, she's still going to the pool. Okay. So she's admitted that. She's been honest with herself. She's honest with everyone. She says, I know I have to, but I don't want to. I only live once. Mm. I enjoy my food, and that's it. Mm. So with somebody, I don't think you are. We've shown her the pool. She's seen the dietitian who goes through all the options. And we're honest with her as health professionals. Mm. And she's honest with herself. She knows, but that's a bad example, because she's not going to ever change that need into a want. But I think for people who do need it to make them want it, comes down again to honesty. You need to be honest with them. A lot of people that I see, obviously it's different for sort of sports side of things, but for my side, it is the wake-up call that changes it into a need, sometimes to a want.
Okay. So it can go from the need to a want.
Yeah, naturally, you know, they suddenly realise and they, you know, they want to do it. Mm. And I think making things realistic for them and accessible, you know, showing them that it's not. We don't expect them to suddenly be able to go and cycle 20 miles. Just try this, and if they enjoy it, that need becomes a want.
Great. So maybe having a bit of faith that if I do give this a go, it might turn into something I enjoy and want to do.
Yeah. And everyone's different. We have lots of sort of options available, whether it's the pool, classes of exercise, a gym. We have various community groups that we sort of lay everything down on the table. So, and usually someone has something that they would rather try. Mm. Some people just want to do it on their own without anyone watching. That's how they feel. They just want to try it on their own. Grand. And then they start to enjoy it.
Mm.
Other people would want to do it in a group, so they feel, oh, I'm going to be with other people. They try it. They enjoy it.
Good.
Which is where the enjoyment and want comes into it after they've tried something.
Then they would hopefully pick that up themselves without any sort of external factors pushing them.
Yeah. But, you know, we're not going to win them all. Not everybody is not, you know, there are still going to be some people that just don't want to do it, and they'll try, but they probably won't maintain.